Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. I am your host, Eric Ellefson, and it has been quite a while since we have been, in studio recording. I was checking when exactly the last time I did record an episode, and it was early June, so a whole summer, and, you know, we're, like, officially into fall. Halloween is tomorrow, and yeah, pretty busy late summer, doing my local community theater production of Mary Poppins, and just kind of other stuff busy, and kind of getting back into the swing. Doesn't mean I wasn't watching sports and anything like that, as we'll kind of recap, I would say, we're at the halfway point for both the NFL and college football season. More so college football, because, I mean, they start a week earlier than the NFL, and they play less games. And then, you know, by the time college football is doing, you know, bowl games and stuff like that, the NFL's at, week 14 or 15, so, there's still, you know, maybe a couple games each for team left on the schedule before we hit playoffs and all that. We have the trade deadline for the NFL, which is this coming Tuesday. I don't know exactly what the time. I know for, baseball, I think it's, 4 o'clock Eastern or something like that. I think NBA is maybe 5 Eastern. So we'll see. Nothing really. I mean, it's the NFL, so there's never really any blockbuster trades that go at the deadline. We had kind of our big trade of the year, if not, if we'll ever see a bigger trade than this, with Micah Parsons getting traded from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers for 2 first-round picks. And the Packers also sent defensive lineman D-tackle Kenny Clark to Dallas. And then Green Bay signed him to a 4-year, $188 million extension. So something like that. So that's kind of the big trade that we've seen. And I felt that's the trade deadline. You don't really see a whole lot of big trades like that. Kind of a lot of rental players and stuff like that, because most of the time they're trading picks along with it. They're not trading picks and anything like that in baseball. NBA, yeah, they will do that as well. So we'll kind of recap anything that major goes down in that department from now until next, recording session, which will be on Thursdays now. Don't know when it'll be uploaded and all that stuff. I would think probably by the end of tomorrow. I know it is Halloween, so we'll see how that kind of changes. The upload schedule and as we kind of get back in the swing of things. So there's probably in studio recording and live shows. They don't do downtown Main Street trick-or-treating anymore here in Verona. It's all at the fairgrounds, I believe. That's been at least the past couple years. So that's kind of in it. I do have my costume. It's kind of a throwback to what I did 3 years ago, 2022. So it's Eddie Munson from Stranger Things. So as we kick off the last season of that show next month, actually, I think it's around Thanksgiving, we had the official trailer drop today. So I'll kind of be wearing that tomorrow at work for their costume contest. Maybe I can win that and maybe take it out to a other costume contest later tomorrow night. So we'll kind of see. It's also going to be the World Series. So that's a nice transition right there. Game six tomorrow. We are back in Toronto with the Blue Jays up 3-2. And the chance to win their first World Series in 32 years. Yeah, 93, when they went back-to-back. So I don't... Because, yeah, they won pretty convincingly last night. And Tuesday. Monday was kind of a... It was like a historic game as it went to like 18 innings, so it's the longest, I think, the longest World Series game, I would imagine. As well as probably the longest like MLB playoff game as well. So like I had to, you know, be at work at 6 a.m. So like I did, you know, the Ridgetones, which I do in Viroqua. I got back at like 9. I did watch some of it. Because I had, like, on one side of the screen, the World Series game, and the other was Monday Night Football with the Commanders and Chiefs. So I saw the Blue Jays take the lead in the top of the seventh, and then Ohtani hit a solo home run in the bottom of the seventh to tie it, and then I kind of was, like, watching. I don't think it went to extra innings yet by the time I stopped. Watching it, had to get ready for bed, and then I woke up and like saw that I was like, you know, went to 18 innings and Freddie Freeman had a walk-off home run, and that was, you know, to take a 2-1 series later than Blue Jays have won the past two. So we'll see. With tomorrow, I don't think they've announced starters or anything like that. It's like 7 o'clock. You know, local time for first pitch and all that stuff. And then, you know, game seven, if necessary, is Saturday night, again at 7. So, because the Blue Jays were the number one seed in the American League, the Dodgers, I think, were the third seed in the National League, because they beat the Reds in the wild card round 2-0. They beat Philly 3-1 in the division series. They swept the Brewers in NLCS. Thank you for that, Dodgers. So, I mean, whatever happens, it doesn't really matter if they win or not. You know, they took out the Brewers, and that's all that I can take. That's all that really matters to me now. Because they beat my Cubs in the division series. Though we took them to 5 games, we were more competitive against the Brewers than they were against the Dodgers, because they were like a no-show. They scored like 4 runs in the entire series and, you know, got their butts handed to them. Because, you know, they wanted to be all clever and kind of fly the L and stuff like that after beating San Diego 5 and kind of trolling. And then, you know, the baseball gods are cruel. They will remember that. And I hope that's like their, you know, curse of the Billy Joe moment. Because that would be hilarious, and I would love that so much. Because then they didn't play. Like, game one of the World Series was last Friday, and that was the first game the Dodgers had played in a week, whereas the Blue Jays had a game seven against the Mariners Monday night, and they were losing 3-1. And then George Springer hit a 3-run homer to take the lead. And then that was obviously the difference. And Blue Jays won 4-3. And I mean, they didn't have to travel because they had home field. So like, it didn't really matter to them because they wouldn't be playing for a couple days anyway, so they had plenty of rest. Whereas the Dodgers hadn't played in a week. And so we have stuff like, so that, you know, will be, by at least Saturday night, we'll have a, you know, a World Series champion. Either it's going to be, yeah, the Blue Jays, their first one in 32 years, or the Dodgers will be the first World Series repeat champions since the Yankees won three in a row from 1998 to 2000. I think they're... No, they're like... They have made it... They did make it... They're the first team... Because the Phillies won in 08. And they made it back to the World Series in 09 and lost the Yankees. So, they aren't the first team to, you know, defending World Series champion to make it back to the World Series this, you know, century. But, definitely on that, you know, we have a day's, you know, rest. Though, they are traveling from LA to Toronto. So that's going to be quite a bit of a time jump. That's going to be a 3-hour time zone difference, I believe. I believe Toronto is in the same time zone as, like, because they play in the American League East, so I would imagine it's like the same as Boston, New York, Baltimore, Tampa Bay. So, you know, they're going to lose some hours on, like, the flight, and then, you know, it'll be a day's rest. So it's probably going to be all hands on... I mean, it's definitely all hands on deck for the Dodgers as they try and force us to Game 7. Let me check. I don't... Have they announced starters? I don't know. We have Yamamoto for the Dodgers. Pitch a complete game... Again, his second straight complete game in the playoffs. His first one was Game 2 in the NLCS, and then Game 2 of the World Series. And then for the Blue Jays, it's Kevin Gausman. So, and yeah, if necessary, they haven't announced it for Game 7, obviously, because we're not there yet. But... So we'll try to see how that goes from there. If it's 7, you know, I'd still have time to watch some of it and stuff like that and go from there. But we're going to go to... Let me just do college football first, because that's kind of... we have... What are we on? Yeah, no, not that. Week 10 of college football... I'm just looking at the AP top 25. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looks like 5 undefeated teams left. Number 1, Ohio State. Number 2, Indiana. Number 3, Texas A&M. Number 8, Georgia Tech. And number 10, BYU. And then we have some 7-1 teams like Alabama, number 4, Georgia, number 5. Oregon, Mississippi, or Ole Miss at 6 and 7 respectively. Vanderbilt 7-1. Miami. How are they 10th? There's no way. That's gonna be 11. What? Oh, they're doing a. Huh. They're not both ranked 10. That'd be weird. We haven't done college football, like, playoff ranking yet. I think that comes... That's gotta be close. Let's see. Just this Saturday is November 2nd. Also, we have daylight savings time, so we go back an hour or so. You know, that'll be nice. I thought it's always, like, maybe the second week of November, but I guess maybe I've just been wrong all this time. So I don't ever remember being, like, the same weekend as, like, Halloween. Though, I mean, Halloween is on a Friday, so... I suppose if it's on, like, a Tuesday or Wednesday. But, I mean, so then maybe we get, like, our first college football playoff ranking Monday. If not the following Monday on the 10th. So... And then we have some kind of... I mean, we're in November, going to be around like pretty much full conference play. And let's see, we have number 9 Vanderbilt at number 20 Texas. Vanderbilt, I think I said they have one loss, they're 7-1. Texas is 6-2. Texas might be without Arch Manning. I think he had, I don't know if it was a concussion or some kind of injury in last week's game. I think he did practice. I saw either yesterday or Tuesday, so kind of in the head in the right direction to play. And Texas is a 3.5-point favorite, and that's at 11 a.m. on ABC. We got number 18 Oklahoma at number 14 Tennessee. Both are 6-2. With Tennessee, 2.5-point favorite, 6:30 on ABC. And then a ranked showdown at night, number 17 Cincinnati at number 24 Utah. Cincinnati 7-1, Utah is 6-2. Utah is 10.5-point favorites, and that's at 9:15 on ESPN. So those are kind of our ranked matchups, because everyone else that's ranked is not playing a, you know, ranked team. Like, I mean, Penn State, if the season, they're 3-4. Like, that probably would have been like a bigger matchup. But like Penn State, the season hasn't gone as a plan. They fired their head coach, James Franklin, I think it was like 3 weeks ago. So then Ohio State's, you know, undefeated. They're 20.5-point favorites. Like, number 2 Indiana plays Maryland. They're 21.5-point favorites. Number 12 Notre Dame plays Boston College, and they're 28.5-point favorites. So we only have like 3 ranked matchups, and then we'll have some the following week as well. But we'll kind of see, because I mean, how these games play out, and you know, because some of the one of these ranked teams is going to lose. So if like Texas loses, and I can see the loser of Cincinnati and Utah also falling out of like the ranking. I mean, maybe if they competitive and it's like a last second field goal to lose, then they might still stay in the top 25. Depending on how, you know, they view that and rank them and stuff like that afterwards. Because yeah, we don't have playoff bracket. Do we have one? Or are they just doing, because they've changed it. It's not like, because last year or the first year, like the college football playoff, like with a 12 team format, like the top 4 seeds were reserved for conference winners. Whereas now you can be like, you don't have to win your conference to receive a first round bye. But like, it's probably still going to be very likely that you would, if you win your conference, you're gonna, especially if you're like one of the Power 5, like Big 10, like the winner of the Big 10, SEC, like they're going to be a top 4 seed in the college football playoff, I would imagine. And they would get a first round bye. I don't think the ACC, the best chance is probably like Clemson. Or is Notre Dame in the ACC now? I don't know. They're all confusing. They've been changing conferences the past 2 years. And now it makes no sense, because now Wisconsin has to go play, you know, Oregon at Oregon. And we get destroyed, because now they're in the Big Ten. It's like, it was so much simpler when it wasn't. And all that confusing, because it's like, now these alignments don't make sense. But, you know, it's all about money. So, I mean, if we have, like, a college... Well, let's try it. Are we in news? I don't care about betting favorites. Because I don't understand it. So much easier to do daily fantasy or just fantasy non, you know, money related, because that's just, it does the score and it's like whoever has the most points. It's not like, will they go over or under the total points per game? It's like, no, don't make me do that. I don't know, I'm not seeing, I would, it's gotta be like next week, Monday, or the following Monday, that we'll have like our first college level playoff ranking. We could kind of see where we go from there. And then NFL, so we are at week 9, this is officially, after this, we've reached the halfway point, because there's 18 weeks now, 17 game schedule, and all that. So we are kicking off tonight with Thursday Night Football, Ravens at the Dolphins. It seems like Lamar Jackson will play. He hasn't played since hurting his hamstring in, I think that was week 5 against the Chiefs. So it's been a while. Baltimore is 7.5-point road favorites. And then the rest of the week, I guess kind of games I'm looking forward to watching. Let's see. I mean, the big one is Chiefs-Bills. That's like the big afternoon game at 3:25 on CBS. Colts, Steelers, Lions, Vikings, it's at noon. Let's see. Seahawks, Commanders is the Sunday Night Football. Cardinals, Cowboys, Monday night. Yeah, it's probably just Vikings, Lions. I can see like Colts, Steelers. Colts are 7-1, like they are the number one seed in the AFC of now. I think the number one seed in the NFC is, I think it might be Green Bay. We'll check. I mean, they have a tie. They tied to the Cowboys. So, like, does that have play anything to do with it or what? I guess, well, they have a higher winning percentage. So they're 1, and then Philadelphia's in 2nd. Well, Philly is the 2nd seed as of now. They must have the tiebreaker or something, because Tampa is also 6-2, but they're 3rd. Then Seattle is, let's see, then Seattle, Detroit, LA Rams are all 5-2. The Niners would have the last playoff spot at 5-3. We have the Bears at 4-3 in the eighth place. Carolina's 4-4. The Cowboys are 3-4, and then a tie. So, and then AFC, we have Colts, the 1 seed. New England and Denver at 6-2. Pittsburgh, the 4 seed, is at 4-3. And then we have Buffalo, the 5th, at 5-2. Chargers, Chiefs at 5-3, though the Chargers did beat the Chiefs week 1 in Brazil. They'll still play each other later this year in Kansas City. Jacksonville's 8th at 4-3, and then Houston 9-3-4, Cincinnati 10-3-5. And we go from there. Oh, playoff. Is it going to attempt? No. That didn't help me at all. You just did the same thing. It was just in a playoff thing, not standings. Did it remove? What? That ESPN, what are you doing? That makes no sense. You're just doing stuff like that. I mean, divisions. Like the AFC East, we have between New England and Buffalo. AFC North is a hot mess. Like, Pittsburgh is leading currently with a record of 4-3. And then Cincinnati and Baltimore, technically, you know, still have a chance. I mean, if Baltimore wins tonight, they'll be 3-5, tied with Cincinnati. And then Cincinnati plays the Bears this weekend, so that's a... I mean, the Bengals don't have Joe Burrow. He got injured, like, really early. It was week 2 or something like that. So I don't remember if it's season ending. But if it's not season ending, like, he wouldn't be back till like mid-December. And by that point, there's like I said, like 3 or 4 games left of the season. So, I mean, if Cincinnati's completely out of it, they might not even send him out there. So he doesn't get, like, you know, re-injured or have a even worse injury. And then AFC South, it's pretty much, I mean, the Colts are in, like, the driver's seat. They have a 2.5 game lead over Jacksonville. AFC West will be interesting. I mean, Denver leads it by a game over both the Chargers and Chiefs. NFC East, again, pretty much the Phillies to lose. I mean, Dallas might have... They have a chance. I don't think they've played Philly either yet. So, like, you know, if they can split that series or even, like, somehow win both, then, you know, that makes that division race a little bit more interesting. The NFC North, too. Like, Green Bay is leading over Detroit, and they beat Detroit week one. They'll play again. I don't know when it is. That's probably December. A lot of December, like, to early January games are, like, division games. I know, like, the last week of the season is always division games. And they did it this week, too, where the first week of the season was division games, so that's kind of interesting. Maybe they'll do that again next year. I think that was kind of fun. Makes a little bit more states right out of the... I mean, it's week one, but, like, kind of... to, like, win, it's like, well, you already have, like, a tiebreaker over a team in your division that you'd be facing another time. So, like, Detroit, yeah, 5-2. Chicago's 4-3. Minnesota's 3-4. Like I said, they're playing Detroit. I think they're at Detroit this week. And they're going, I think, probably going to start J.J. McCarthy, because they were starting Carson Wentz, but then he suffered an injury, and then was announced that season-ending surgery is needed. So stuff like that. And they used a first-round pick on him last year, and then he got injured in the preseason, needed season-ending surgery. And he's played a game or two this year. Because he also got injured, too, a little. So... all kinds of fun and crazy things. And then the NFC South, Tampa has a 2-game lead over Carolina. And Atlanta, not entirely out of it either. And then the NFC West is also going to be like a 3-team race. Seattle and LA are tied at 3, or at right there, 5-2, and then 49ers are 5-3, and like 49ers have, like, they lost Nick Bosa and Fred Warner to season-ending injuries. They, you know, signed Brock Purdy to, like, an extension, but then he's been injured. So Mac Jones has been playing. Purdy might be able to return this week. I don't know, because we're on Thursday, so teams have practiced, and then they'll have a practice tomorrow, and, you know, we'll kind of have more of a update on, like, the injury kind of front and where that is and see who's playing and how that has any effect into it. So not the most interesting set of games this week, but except for a couple, I'd say maybe like four or five. I mean, tonight will be interesting. I mean, I have Lamar Jackson as my fantasy quarterback, so to get him back is a boost. Though I did trade for Dak Prescott, and despite the Cowboys being like, they're 3-4-1, their offense has been like electric. Though not so much last week against the Broncos, who do have like arguably the best defense in NFL, so that was not good. Didn't get a lot of points. Still managed to win. You know, it was like less than 10 points, but I was like, I'll start the Atlanta Falcons defense against the Miami Dolphins. They haven't been able to do a whole lot. And then Tua had like his best game of the year, like over 200 yards, 4 touchdown passes. So I ended up needing 0 points for them. But then my kicker from Chris Boswell from the Steelers, like the Packers defense kept limiting them to field goals, and he kept making 50-yard field goals and stuff like that. So that's 5 points right there. And then I just need a pretty solid game from Rashid Rice on Monday Night Football, and he did a couple of catches, and he got a touchdown, so I won. I'm like 3-5 or something like that. Like, I'm on the cusp of a playoff. We still had a couple, like, 5 weeks ago. Yeah. So, that's kind of wrapping up football. I mean, next week when we kind of watch, because, I mean, the first show back, you know, usually we do like a week, you know, weekly breakdown of the games and recaps, but like with there being 8 weeks, there's a lot to cover. Same with like college football, you know, like 9 weeks, a lot to cover and not a lot of time. So now going to the NBA, which kicked off, what was it? We're about like almost, I think tomorrow will be 10 days ago that the season started. Teams, we played about, four to five games at least. So like we're still, you know, very early, obviously. We did have like a whole like gambling scandal. Like Chauncey Billups, the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, then Terry Rozier of the Miami Heat. I don't even know like the full story and anything like that, so I can't really go too much into details about it and kind of explain it, because like I don't, you know, like bet on games, anything like that. Like I do DraftKings, and that's like daily fantasy, or I do like what is called best ball, where you just pick a team, you just draft players, and then, you know, whoever is like your highest scoring quarterback gets put into your like starting lineup, and then, like, you know, you tally up the highest score points at each position, and then that's it. So you don't have to do anything. So that kind of comes down to a lot of love too, because if you have someone that just absolutely goes off on your team, then, you know, that gives you a chance. Or like someone has, maybe they're like normally like the number 2 receiver on the team, but then the number 1 receiver gets injured and misses the entire season, because the rest of the season because of it, then they become the number 1 receiver, and you know, their targets and yards and receptions and touchdowns goes up. So, like last year, for last NBA season, I had the number two pick in the draft. Same this year. And the NBA, my NBA draft as well. And I thought the person was going to pick Nikola Jokic because he was, like, number one on, like, the draft, you know, ranking, stuff like that that they do. And they didn't. They took Victor Wembanyama, who, I mean, not a bad selection at number one overall. And then I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll take, like, I thought he won the MVP, but he's, like, a multi-time MVP winner. So I'm like, oh, I'll take him. And then Victor Wembanyama, like, I don't know if it was around the All-Star break or maybe in, like, January or something, like, or maybe after the All-Star break even, too, where he got injured and it was, like, that was the end of the season, like, because of it. So then I turned out lucky then, you know, so, and then I made it to the second round and then lost. But, or didn't advance, it was, like, the top two, advanced to round two, and then so-and-so, and, like, yeah, so... you know, anyway, so getting back, I mean, we can look at conferences. I mean, like I said, yeah, everyone's played like 5 to 4 games. Eastern Conference, I mean, a surprise is, I mean, that like the Bulls and 76ers are undefeated at 4-0. I don't think Embiid is. I think he's played every game, but he hasn't been, like, as kind of dominant as he has been. And, I mean, I don't know what we're doing. We're kind of, like, we're not, like, bad enough where we're going to get, like, a top five pick, but we're not good enough where we're, like, to make, like, even, like, the conference finals and the playoffs. It's really weird. I mean, we had, like, the same draft lottery percentage as the Mavericks. But the Mavericks won and got to draft Cooper Flagg, number one overall, and we got, like, I think we stayed same spot. So, and then we have Miami and Milwaukee at 3-1, and then Cleveland, Detroit at 3-2. So that'd be, you know, it was like a 5-game season. Those would be, like, the locked seeds, because it's, like, the top six automatically clinch a playoff spot, and then 7 through 10 is a playing tournament, and that'd be New York, who are 2-2, as well as Charlotte, and then Atlanta's 2-3, and Boston's 2-3. Despite Boston not having Jason Tatum for probably the entire year, it'd be surprising if he did play. I mean, it probably would also depend on, like, how Boston is doing. If he's able to, like, come back, then, you know, if they're kind of out of it, you know, they might just let him kind of use that time to rehab and get ready for next season, and, like, hopes that maybe they can get, like, a top five pick or something in the draft and kind of use that to, like, springboard, you know, them to continue to contend, and then not in the play-in tournament, like, towards the bottom of the league. You know, kind of expected Washington, Toronto. Well, Toronto, they lost. No, never mind. He was with Toronto. I was going to say Fred VanVleet, but he was with Toronto, signed with Houston. He tore his, I think, ACL in, like, preseason, or even before. Yeah, I think it was in preseason, so he's done. And then Indiana Pacers, like, they don't have Tyrese Halliburton. He was it his Achilles, I think, in the NBA Finals, or he did something, I believe. So he's done for the year. And then Brooklyn 0-5. I mean, that's not, it's like, they're not going to be good. I mean, they had, like, did they have 4 or 5 first-round picks in this year's draft? But they weren't, like, in the top five either. They were, like, in the teens, I think, to the 20s, like, they didn't even get, like, a chance to get someone, like, to really build around. So, And in the Western Conference, we have, I mean, the defending NBA champions, Oklahoma City Thunder at 5-0, San Antonio's 4-0, Golden State 4-1, Denver 3-1 at the 4 seed, Portland and Memphis 5-6 at 3-2, the Lakers at the 7th at 3-2 as well, and then Utah, Los Angeles Clippers, Houston Rockets at 8-10, rounding out the play-in tournament spots. I mean, you know, the season was 5 games type of thing, at a record of 2-2. Minnesota and Dallas just on the outside with a record of 2-3, and then Phoenix, Sacramento at 1-4, and then the lone winless team in the Western Conference, the New Orleans Pelicans. So, and tonight, I mean, there's only 4 games. I mean, it's football season, so it's like Thursday Night Football. You're kind of competing with that. I mean, even like in September, there's Sunday Night Football and there's Sunday Night Baseball. But I mean, there is like now with like streaming services and stuff like now, where you can watch both games at the same time. And even like that, like what I do with YouTube TV, I have like, you know, multi-view. I think it was Tuesday, I was watching, and yeah, it was 4 screens. One was hockey, NHL hockey. One was the World Series game. One was basketball. And then there was college football on a Tuesday night. I don't know what that is. It was James Madison. I don't know who they were playing, but they were winning by a lot towards the end. So maybe they play on like Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I don't know. That was interesting. So, yeah, like there's only 4 games, and there's Warriors Butts, pretty interesting, on YouTube TV at 7. And then it's Magic, Hornets, Wizards, Thunder, and then Heat, Spurs. Which is now we have NBC/Peacock is showing games. I think that's mostly Monday and Tuesdays. And I think Wednesdays is ESPN. Thursday? No. And then Friday is Amazon Prime. So that's interesting. So like we do have like a full slate of games tomorrow. It's also game 1 of the NBA Cup group play. So Amazon Prime, we have Celtics Sixers at 6 o'clock. And then Lakers Grizzlies at 8:30 on Prime. And then we have other group play games. Knicks at Bulls, Hawks, Pacers, Raptors, Cavaliers, Suns, Jazz, Nuggets, Trailblazers, Pelicans, Clippers. So they're keeping it, well, there's like groups too. And they're keeping it, there's like 3 groups. Let's see. 3 groups per conference. So Eastern Conference Group A is Atlanta, Cleveland, Indiana, Washington, Toronto, so a lot of East Coast teams there, except for Detroit. No, that's Group B, never mind. Group A, a lot of Central teams with some Eastern. I don't know why there's divisions, because they'll be like, well, we're like the 25 to 26, division, well, we have Atlantic, Central, and Southeast in the Eastern Conference. Like, it doesn't mean anything, because like you can be the number one seed, you know, be like the division winner, but still maybe be like the 2 or 3 seed overall in the Eastern Conference. So like, we should just probably get rid of, because it doesn't matter. And then Group B is Boston, Detroit, Brooklyn, Orlando, Philly. Group C is Chicago, Miami, Milwaukee, New York, Charlotte. That'd be an interesting one. It's probably I think it's 4. I think it's like the group winner and then like the Nets best non 3-pointer, I think. And Western Conference Group A is Minnesota, Phoenix, Sacramento, Oklahoma City, Utah. Group B is New Orleans, Dallas, both LA teams, and the Clippers and Lakers, Memphis. And Group C is Denver, Golden State, Houston, Portland, San Antonio. That'll be a good group as well. So then I think... So that's Friday. Then the following Friday is also group play. Yes. So seeing that's mostly Fridays that we're doing. I mean, that made sense. So. And then, like, yeah, Tuesday's at NBC. It's like... Slash PGOT is like... 7 o'clock for the first game, and then 10 o'clock for the, you know, second game, and it's like a Western Conference team, so it's like 8 o'clock or something there, and then, like, you know, good luck if you're on the East Coast, because that's 11 o'clock. Like, no way, you're not watching that. Are you? Probably not. I don't know. And then I think they're also going to be doing, like, games... I don't know if it's Prime and stuff like that on Sundays or Peacock or ABC. So I don't know. We'll kind of figure it out as we get into that. Because it was like NBA on TNT Tuesdays and Thursdays, but they moved. So like some of the broadcasting people went to like NBC / Peacock and Amazon Prime. The NBA on TNT with like Ernie Johnson, Shaq, Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith. They're on ESPN, so it's pretty much, I think it's pretty much the same thing. They're just doing it on ESPN now. Stuff like that. So, yeah. Very early. And, you know, we'll kind of follow that as we go. You know, we're right. It's fall, so it's pretty much football all the way through until like we get to like the Super Bowl, which will be early February. And then I think cause it's February, it's a sun, I think it's February 11th or something like that. And then like the Friday before that, the Winter Olympics kick off. So it's going to be kind of nuts. Because then when football's over, and then by the time I think the, you know, Winter Olympics are done, it'll be like the all-star break for the NBA, and like pitchers and catchers will start reporting for baseball for spring training and trying to get ready for that. So we have a lot, you know, upcoming. We're gonna try and do, I have ideas for some fun stuff that I'd like to try and do for some shows and stuff like that, like interviews and some, yeah, stuff like that. So it's kind of in my brain. It's just got to put it down to paper, then make it, you know, actually happen. So that wraps it up. A longer episode, but like we had quite a bit to kind of recap, and it's been months. But, you know, we'll be back in studio to record on Thursdays, and I would imagine probably about like maybe Thursday night, if not like Fridays. So we'll go from there and kind of just kind of be on the lookout on the podcast page of WDRT, as well as I think Spotify, and I think it might be on Apple Podcasts. I don't know. It's been so long now. I don't remember. But we'll be back next week and the weeks to come. So thank you all for listening. And we'll see you next time. Goodbye.